You are listening to the WorshipWednesday.com podcast. Hi, everybody. It's Rob Reed back with another edition of WorshipWednesday.com podcast, and I've got a great treat for you. It was a treat for me to speak with a brother in Christ from South Korea to start us off. I know that's God's providence. It's a location where Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is being proclaimed mightily, and a lot of folks are coming to Christ over there. Very good works and things are happening over there amongst the Christian community and building up and making new disciples, and it's an exciting thing. So it was exciting for me to be able to talk to somebody who's in the midst of that, who's right in the belly of all of that stuff, and not very far from North Korea, a location where you cannot freely go out and worship God without fear. So Brian is a worship leader and a Christian, contemporary Christian music artist, and he has put out some music in South Korea, and I think it would be beneficial for us to spread his songs throughout the world. And I'm in California, and now, you know, I'm going to give a shot perhaps of playing the song that I'm going to play later in this podcast at church. It's called Good News, and I'm anxious for you to hear it. It's got a great hook, and it's just a beautiful song. There's a video associated with it at the website at worshipwednesday.com, so check that out. But just an anointed tune and a well-done video. I love the colors in it. I think you'll love it too. For those listening, if you are a Christian worship artist, if you write worship music, I'd love to hear from you, and maybe we'll feature you here on this podcast from anywhere in the world. I can be reached at the Twitter is at WorshipWed, W-E-D. The website, of course, is worshipwednesday.com. You can email me at rob@worshipwednesday.com and let me know that you're interested. I'll email with your email address, and I will email you some questions, and we will pick a date and time to do a phone call interview and learn a little bit more about you, testimony, and all that good stuff. Just go to the worshipwednesday.com site and check an artist profile, and you'll get an idea of how it's all going to work out. And it may change. It's wherever God wants to lead it. This is where it's led right now, and we can only pray that God's pleased. How's that? So without further ado, let's talk a little bit with Brian Kim. All right, everybody, I am here with Brian Young Kim, who is a worship leader in South Korea, and we're going to find out a little bit more about him. He is artist profile number 2 at worshipwednesday.com. How are you doing today, Brian?
I'm doing awesome today. We just had a worship time at a college in the South here in Korea, and I just got back home, and yeah, I'm having a great day. Jesus Christ.
Amen. So amazing things that you're doing there. I know that it's probably tough up there in the north, especially building disciples, but Korea is one of the strongest places of discipleship, at least as far as I know. I've never been there. And in building new disciples, making new disciples, and bringing new people to Christ, there are so many people in Korea that are coming to Christ, and in part through people like you. So I want to thank God for you, praise God for you, thank you for your efforts. What is the climate like there with Christianity in South Korea?
Well, God has been pouring out his presence for so many years here in Korea. And right now, there's a big transition. God's raising up the next generation here in Korea. And recently, God's been bringing a lot of foreigners, so Americans, Canadians, you know, just people from all over the world to Korea. So I believe that through Korea and here in this place, God is starting something for the nations. And through Korean Americans like myself and just people from the outside, God is bringing revival as well. Of course, from the inside as well, but God is doing a new thing for the next generation here in Korea.
Amen. That's awesome. Now, your profile is going to say that you are from Texas, is that right?
Right. So I was born in Korea, but my family, we moved to San Antonio, Texas when I was 3 years old. So I lived in Texas for over 20 years, and God brought me back several years back here to Korea. So it's been a crazy journey, a crazy ride.
How was it that you were brought back to Korea? What was God's word to you?
Well, back in Texas, I was struggling with my purpose in life, and I went to school at UT Austin, and I met Christ right before college, and I really wondered what God's calling was for my life, and I joined a ministry called Singspiration, and that ministry really ministered to me through the Word of God, and the verse that I got was the book of Genesis, where God changes Abram to Abraham, and Abram means good father, but Abraham means father of many nations. And so God was calling me out of Texas to the nations, and also back to my homeland here in Korea. So it was a big struggle because I couldn't speak Korean that well about 10 or 12 years ago. But yeah, God's just been opening crazy doors here. So through the calling of Abraham, I just sense God's calling on my life.
That is awesome. And I saw a video of you on YouTube. You have a YouTube channel?
Yes, I do.
What is that?
It's Brian Kim Worship.
So it's youtube.com/Brian Kim Worship. I saw a video of you where you were talking fluent Korean. I thought, wow, I'd love to be able to do that, man. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it was a process because when I first came here, it was hard to communicate. It was hard to lead worship. It was hard to share God's love in Korean. But just studying God's word actually in the Korean language really helped me a lot. And now I'm pretty much fluent, about 95%, I guess, and trying to brush up on my English again because I've been here so long.
Well, we'll have to do multiple interviews then. Your English is fine, sir. So no worries about that. Yeah, no worries about that. So the service that you do, you are a worship leader and a Christian music artist in South Korea, and you lead worship at a church. Is it an English-based church?
It's actually one of the biggest churches here in Korea called Onuri Church, and it's a Korean church that God's blessed for the last 25 years. And we have a strong English ministry, about like 1,000 people per campus. So we have two campuses. So yeah, God's just been pouring out His grace on our church, and I've had the honor to lead worship for the English service.
Great. Now, South Korea, I know that they freely allow Christianity, but not too far up north from you. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot of brothers and sisters who have to go in hiding. At least that's my understanding. Is there anything that South Korean Christians are trying to do or can do to help the Christians up north?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of prayer movements here for North Korea. Not just South Koreans, but people from all over the world come to South Korea with a heart for missions for North Korea. So there's a strong prayer movement that's going on right now. And I know that through maybe businesses and through education opportunities that God's opening up doors in North Korea, but not publicly, but more privately. So we're definitely praying for North Korea here. In South Korea.
Yeah, we're doing the same here. We know about it. But the main conversation that we're having out here, you know, my pastor's talked about, is just the level of Christianity in the United States, while still high, obviously, it seems mm-hmm. to be falling. You know, we're losing the lower generations, the younger generations, and the old, like when you go to church, even my church, there's a substantial mm-hmm. amount of 40 and over folk, but not under 40. And in Korea, it seems to be the opposite, at least from what I've heard. And thanks to folks like you, how is that going over there?
Well, my main ministry is for the youth here in Korea. And up until now, I mean, God's been really raising up a lot of a youth here in Korea. So like every summer, every winter, we have these huge retreats, and just all over Korea, all these kids come together to worship God. And it's a blessing just to be invited over there to share God's love, to lead prayer, to just give vision, to share my music as well. But if we are not careful, we may also see a shift or a problem in really reaching to the next generation, because here in Korea, God's blessed a lot of churches, and we have so many people who worship God, especially from the first generation. But there's also a generation gap within the church as well. So my role and my calling, as well as other CCM artists and worship leaders, is to really be a bridge. And so, for example, today we went to a Christian school or university in Korea, but about 80% are non-Christian, but they have to go to chapel service. So we go there and we share the gospel. We make some jokes, you know, we show videos, you know, we sing our music, and we just try to reach out and to minister to the next generation. So that's our main concern, to really allow that flow, the spiritual flow from generation to generation.
Now, is at this point, unfortunately, this is an aside out of the interview that I had with Brian. I had some technical problems. This was the first one. So, you know, at a very key point in time, the enemy, you know, knew when to perhaps shut it out, shut off the system, if you will. And hopefully that will change, God willing. But we got into a discussion briefly, and it was probably my favorite part of the discussion, so I just wanted to make sure to bring it out a little bit. It was just a conversation on how we can work to change that generation gap a little bit. And the ultimate conclusion we came to is that role modeling is the biggest thing. That as worship artists, what we need to do is we live outside of church. We need to put a lot of focus on outside of church, being just as worshipful in all things. And we can worship God, as I've said before, with our choices. And people watch us, and especially young people. And a big problem with young people, what they see that I know with the church, and it's a lot of problem that you'll see a lot of folks who call themselves ex-Christian, is the hypocrisy. And they're absolutely right. There's a lot of hypocrisy there. And that's what we came to. So we're going to continue the interview. There's just maybe about 4 minutes or so left, talking a little bit about Brian's musical influence and where you can find his music. But what I'd like to do now is to play his song, Good News. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy it as much as I did. So here is Brian Kim's Good News, which is available for download on the worshipwednesday.com website.
Sacrifice, you bore our pain, our pain. our God. Hallelujah, praise to our God. Hallelujah, praise to our God. Lord, you are God, Almighty God. Hallelujah, praise to our God. Hallelujah, praise to our God. Hallelujah, praise to our God. Lord, you are God, Almighty God. Glory to your name. Glory to your holy name. Glory to your name. Glory to your holy name. Glory to your name. Glory to your holy name. Glory to your name.
Brian, well, I was looking at your influences in music, and I was surprised. You know, I saw some of the normal mainstays that are my influences, which Matt Redman and Chris Tomlin and Delirious and the Katinas. But I noticed that mm-hmm. there was a secular artist there who I happen to really love too. So I, you know, we have a lot in common in that sense. Craig David. Now, Craig David,
yeah.
what's your what do you think about Craig David?
I just love the way he performs, or the way he conveys his lyrics through the music, just the rhythm and just the feel of his music. And so it's actually inspired me musically for some of my worship songs as well. So yeah, musically it's been a blessing of sorts. Yeah,
well, in some cases he can, and I think you'd agree, he's far from a worship artist based on some of the lyrics, but I agree. Yeah. I actually was out of the whole, you know, hip hop sort of, you know, rhythm and blues type stuff, soulful style, because I thought mm-hmm. it just was kind of, it was too raw and mm-hmm. it didn't really inspire, and it didn't inspire me to be a better writer. And I ended up, after years of not buying that kind of CD, this was, I think, in 2001, Craig David happens to be from England. And my dad came back with a copy of the CD. He had gone for a trip because my dad's from England. And I was just so, I had to go out and get it. I thought he was absolutely amazing. So I agree. And I find that, I mean, your interests are really varied. When you go from little hip hop to style like Matt Redman, you're across the board, and that's great. And we need people like you. And I know that God exactly puts you in the right place. I'm very happy about that. And I praise God for that. And thank you for the things you do. And I hope that everyone will that's listening to this will come along with me and pray for you, your ministry, and the things that you do, and that God will continue to use you in a mighty way. Now, where can we find your music?
Well, currently, most of my music is available in Korea. My main prayer request is to make more English worship songs to share with the whole world. But now, actually, I have two or three CCM songs out on iTunes, and it's under it's not under my name, but it's under my group name, which is called Krygen, KryGen. So I do solo with worship, and then under Cryogen, I do more outreach music, more CCM as well. So on iTunes, Cryogen, and then on YouTube, you can hear my music as well.
Well, I'm going to put the video of the song. What was the title of that song that you had given me?
It's called
Good News.
Good News. Good News.
And that was a great video, and I encourage the folks that are listening to this to check that out, which there'll be an embedded link of that on the worshipwednesday.com website.
Cool.
Brother Brian, I'd like to thank you for your time right now. Thank you for your service. I praise God for what you do, and I continue to pray for your safety there, that South Korea will remain free, and you can
yes.
spread the gospel and worship freely without fear of reprisal or anything like that. Okay?
Right.
God bless you,
Thank
bro.
You so much.
Sure.
God bless.
You too. What a blessing that was, and what a blessed song. Hallelujah, praise to our God. I mean, it's going to be on the tip of my tongue for the next few days, probably. That is a very great worship. I was in the midst of trying to edit this podcast and got lost in the music. Anyway, once again, this is Rob Reed of WorshipWednesday.com with the end of podcast number 2. If you are a Christian worship artist and you'd like to be featured on this podcast, email me at rob@worshipwednesday.com. Please participate in the discussion. Please help lift up Brother Brian by positively responding into the comment section of the blog entry. Would really appreciate it if you did that, and so that I know that you're listening, and maybe where you're from, where you go to church, all that good stuff. Be nice to find out all about you. The podcast is now available on iTunes. You can find us there by a search, just searching for Worship Wednesday or worshipwednesday.com, or even Rob Reed, I think, might get you there. Remember that you can worship not only in music, but we can worship with our choices. That's a key revelation that I got from God fairly recently, and it's really walloped me. And when I am tempted by the spirit that is not of God, by fleshly desire, I will go back to that and realize that I don't necessarily need a guitar or my voice to worship God. It can be through choice. So God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Rob Reed at worshipwednesday.com and Twitter @worshipwed.